listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This week on Viewpoints.
The group of animals that we biologically belong to are predominantly nocturnal. And that goes way back to the dinosaurs.
The secret wonders of urban wildlife at night. Then,
lots of programs in schools, they take kids to see a concert once a year. Now they should be going once a month.
The importance of breaking barriers in accessing classical music. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you live in more of a rural area? If you'd say yes, you're probably used to seeing the deer, raccoons, opossums, maybe also the foxes, coyotes, and the occasional skunk. While these animals can be a nuisance, they're part of the larger ecosystem. Even in suburban areas and cities, these same species still exist, however, aren't as visible. The reason you don't see them is because they're nocturnal. Many are part of the original wildlife and, like us, are focused on survival.
There's urban wildlife all over the planet.
That's Sophia Kimming, a researcher at the Leibniz Institute and author of The Living Night, on the secret wonders of wildlife after dark. She takes us back to when she was working on a project in Berlin, Germany that involved tracking down and collaring foxes. Night after night, she spent several hours driving through the desolate streets of the city. That's when she started noticing all kinds of animal activity, even wild boars walking on a sidewalk near a bus stop. 3 hours later, commuters were waiting at that same bus stop, unaware of the nocturnal visitors who had previously been there.
While doing my fieldwork, I realized how interesting it is, how different the city looks. It's like you see all those structures that are clearly made for people, but they are used by animals. Like you see the bus stop and there's a wild boar family roaming the bus stop. Or you see the cars, but they're not moving, they're parked, and there is a raccoon walking across the car. And so I got really intrigued by how this is a completely different way to experience my city. So then I started actively going out to discover more nocturnal wildlife.
Unlike the majority of mammals in the animal kingdom, we humans find it much easier to get around in the daylight. For most people living in North America, an opossum looks like a big, scruffy rat with a long, hairless tail. But Kimming finds them charming, and is fascinated by their unique survival tactics, such as feigning death. That's where we get the saying, playing possum. They even emit a strong odor of decomposition.
They put a lot of effort in it. It's not just not moving. The heart rate drops. The breathing rate drops. They emit this scent of decomposition to make it more believable. So it's a very interesting evolutionary strategy to get rid of your enemies, like, because many predators don't like carrion. They want fresh prey. So when they think that the possum is dead, then they will not be interested in it. So as a creature that doesn't have much to, I don't know, they don't have long claws, they don't have big teeth, they cannot really defend themselves against predators. So apparently that was the best way out of a very dangerous situation from time to time.
Interestingly, there aren't any opossums in Europe, and never were. They are a uniquely North American animal. Kimming thinks we should have a better appreciation for them and for all creatures of the night who are chronically under-researched. For instance, the Red List of Threatened Species issued by the International Union for Conservation of Nature reports that over 80% of nocturnal animals are data deficient. This means that researchers don't have enough information about these species to assess whether or not their habitat is threatened.
We really have to know more about those species to actually know how important they are for us, for our own survival, for our ecosystems. And then, of course, species also have intrinsic values, and nocturnal species face some problems that other species don't. Like, all species suffer from habitat loss, but nocturnal species also have to deal with light pollution. So if we don't consider their needs and interests, then we don't realize such things such as light pollution. If we don't think about nocturnal species, we may not even notice that this is a problem.
And this artificial light emitting from buildings has very real effects on the biological rhythms of nocturnal animals.
Creatures of the night have actually evolved to this darkness. So their senses, biological rhythms, everything is dependent on it. That's, for example, like when do you start preparing for hibernation, or when to shed leaves for a tree, or when to sing for a songbird. So especially biological rhythms affected by this artificial light at night, because it disturbs the natural measurements that animals have, their methods to know like what time of the day and also time in the year.
Another very important aspect that's affected by artificial light is orientation, aka a sense of direction, which is crucial for migrating birds. It's also vital for hatching baby sea turtles that orient themselves by starlight and the position of the moon. When artificial light bleaches the night sky, they can't tell where the ocean is and wander off in the wrong direction. In order to nurture a greater appreciation for wildlife at night, Kimming encourages listeners to stay up late and discover for themselves what animals are up to.
Although it's a little bit tricky and we have to overcome some primal fears when we do so, there's so many magic, promising things to discover in the night, not just wildlife encounters, as, you know, meeting some fox on the sideway, but also like nature phenomena, like seeing fireflies, for example, which is a magic experience. So we really miss something out if we don't give it a try.
Sophia Kimming's book, The Living Night, On the Secret Wonders of Wildlife After Dark, is available now online and can be requested through your local bookstore. To find out more about our guest this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment was written and produced by Polly Henson. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, despite big pushes to improve diversity in classical music, there's been slow progress when Viewpoints returns.
KFC presents a story about the pursuit of flavor. When one executive told Colonel Sanders four Phillips boxes was too many, the Colonel decided he had one too many executives. Enjoy four KFC Phillips with original recipe fried chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, pie poppers, and a refreshing drink for $7 each. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken. KFC Phillips, just $7 each.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you've ever been to a performance by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, or any other large ensemble, what was it like? It probably took place in a grand hall with high ceilings, ornate paneling, and flawless acoustics. But if you peered down at the stage, you most likely saw many rows of mainly white and Asian musicians. If you were lucky, maybe you saw one or two artists who were Hispanic or African American. Looking at data from 2024, African Americans made up just 2% of orchestras nationwide. Hispanics represented just over 4%, and multiracial was 2%, while almost 76% were white and 12% were Asian. This is according to an industry-wide study conducted by the League of American Orchestras. Even today, despite a greater focus in recent years to improve diversity and inclusion, the makeup of prominent classical symphonies hasn't changed much, with minorities still being severely underrepresented at all levels.
I would love to see more opportunities for minorities to participate in apprenticeship programs, you know, lessons get started at a really early age. You know, there are orchestras that, you know, once you get seated in an orchestra, you're there for life. And, you know, they're like 85-year-olds who they're not giving up that seat for anything. And just the opportunity for different people. And when people say equity and diversity, you know, throwing one black person in and having them play one part or playing a piece by a black composer once a year, that's not really diversity and equity. I really want to see people put their money where their mouth is.
That's Brendan Slocum, a professional violinist and school music educator. He says that there are opportunities for change in classical music, but they need to be made more available to minorities. Over the years, Slocum has performed with the Washington Metropolitan Symphony, the McLean Symphony, and other prominent orchestras across the East Coast. But even as a seasoned performer, there have been moments when he's felt like an outsider in the concert hall.
There are not a lot of people that looked like me who were doing what I was doing, and it was a little bit discouraging. You know, I would walk in, and people just wouldn't believe that I was up to the task of playing, you know, and I'm sitting ready to play, and the director would put someone else on my part with me to, quote-unquote, help me out because they didn't think that I could do it, you know, before they even heard me play a note. And that happened quite often, or when I would go to a classroom to teach before the students knew who I was, or even the parents sometimes, I'd go in and they'd think that I was one of the custodians or I was there to move furniture or equipment until I asked to hold their instrument, which they reluctantly would hand over to me and I'd play. And then people were like, oh, okay, well, this guy is legit. I guess he really does know what he's doing. But it's always, you know, I always have to prove myself before people take me seriously.
Slocum started playing the violin at age 9 when he was introduced to the stringed instrument through a public school music program in North Carolina.
When I first picked up the violin, I knew I was going to do it for a long, long time. I knew I absolutely loved it, and I wanted to do it as long as I possibly could. It was instant. I knew it from the very first time I picked it up.
As he grew older and navigated the complexities that came with being a teenager, he credits classical music with keeping him on track.
With all the practicing that I would have to do, the discipline that it involved, going to rehearsals, practicing, now competitions, you know, just concerts, it really gave me a sense of structure and it saved my life. You know, it took me to college. It took me around the world. It kept me out of trouble. My friends would go around breaking into people's houses and I would be at a rehearsal practicing, or, you know, I have friends now who are currently in prison, and, you know, I was on a trip someplace because of my violin, so it really was a life-saving force for me.
Today, Slocum channels his passion through the classroom by teaching general music, orchestra, and guitar ensemble to students from kindergarten through high school in both public and private schools. He says the earlier kids are exposed to music, the better, because it's not just about learning notes or playing an instrument. It's about building confidence, creativity, and giving them a voice when they might not have the words yet.
Lots of programs in schools, they take kids to see a concert once a year. Now, they should be going once a month. Music should be in the hallways during class change, in the subway, on the bus, not just classical music, but all kinds of music. And, you know, as we're going along and the kids are being more and more exposed to it, let's put instruments in their hands. Let's get them lessons. Let's say a symphony orchestra, a state symphony, instead of spending $80 million renovating a concert hall, let's take that money and take them around to all of the centers that they can hear a concert around the city. Not everyone can afford to go to, you know, spend $150 to go hear a symphony. And if it was right down the street at their local community center, you know, everyone has the opportunity to hear it.
As an educator, Slocum says the widening gap in music education between public and private schools isn't just noticeable, it's measurable. According to the Save the Music Foundation, around 7,000 schools nationwide have no music programs at all. And those schools are disproportionately located in districts serving Black, immigrant, and low-income students. He says that lack of early exposure has a ripple effect in that fewer students from these communities go on to study music seriously. Meanwhile, according to the National Association for Music Education, schools that do offer music programs see over a 90% graduation rate and 93% attendance average versus just 72% and 84% respectively in schools where there are no music programs.
A lot of public school programs are being cut at an alarming rate, all the arts programs, and that creativity is what the kids need. You know, they need that outlet. Not everyone is on track to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. It's not for everyone. Lots of kids are arts-oriented, and you know, for a lot of them, that's the only reason they come to school is for their arts classes, their music classes, you know, the chorus, the band, the strings classes, the guitar classes.
One group that's working to bridge this gap is the Sphinx Organization, a nonprofit program aimed at helping historically excluded populations gain greater exposure to classical music. One aspect of their work is to dispel certain stereotypes surrounding the genre.
Classical music was present in both Black and diaspora communities, as well as Latinx communities and Hispanic communities all throughout history. So I think there's a misconception that sometimes gets perpetuated as we get more liberal with words, in that classical music was present in these communities. And in fact, there are examples of tremendously talented and prolific, both Black and Brown composers all throughout history, dating back to really the Baroque period.
That's Afa Dworkin, the president and artistic director for Sphinx. The group helps youth and adult artists through a variety of initiatives, one of them being educational music programs, where students are supported by full scholarships.
Throughout the academic year, as well as the summer, we serve young people who have never played an instrument through our overture program. It's our robust year-round initiative that places instruments in the hands of young people ages 7 through 9 and really develops them all throughout the year and gives them a jump start in terms of creative expression and hopefully prepares them for other programs should they wish to continue studying an instrument. And then separately, throughout the summer, we hold 3 summer boot camps for young people ages 11 through 17. Now, that group is comprised of young people who have been playing for a number of years and have access to instruments and year-round training, but are looking to kind of ultimately hone their skills and prepare themselves for college careers.
Sphinx has many other initiatives, from funding individual music lessons to partnering with top conservatories to provide training for emerging performers. So far, close to 200,000 young people have been served through tuition-free musical training and community engagement. The organization also helps emerging Black and Latino classical musicians with professional development programs and financial assistance. Dworkin believes that it's not just about diversifying the stage, it's about who's given the tools to get there.
What that means for me is making conscious decisions about what we're programming on stage. You know, if I live in a town where 80% of people are Black and brown, I think I ought to think about what I'm programming on stage and what 80% of my season looks like. How does that include and reflect the stakeholders or the potential stakeholders around me?
Change in any space takes time and intention. People like Dworkin and Slocum are doing the day-to-day work of expanding access and opportunity within classical music, helping more young artists find a place in a space that hasn't always welcomed them. To find out more about this topic and our guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. Check out Brendan Slocum's book, The Violin Conspiracy, available online and in bookstores. To learn more about the Sphinx Organization, visit sphinxmusic.org. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. What ancient creature would you bring back from extinction if you had a chance? A woolly mammoth? Maybe a T-Rex? A company called Colossal Biosciences is trying to make this a reality, but they're starting small. Meet Romulus, Remus, and Khaleesi, three newborn wolf pups with a twist. They carry genes from the long-extinct dire wolf. If you watched Game of Thrones, it's those same dire wolves that the northern family, the Starks, kept as pets. To create these new pups, the company used ancient DNA from a 13,000-year-old tooth and a 27,000-year-old skull to figure out what made dire wolves unique. Then, with a bit of genetic engineering, they added those traits into modern gray wolf embryos, creating pups that look and act like their Ice Age ancestors. But not everyone's cheering. Some scientists say these new pups aren't really dire wolves, just genetically modified gray wolves with a bit of extra flair. And others worry this Jurassic Park-style experiment could mess with today's ecosystems and take resources away from existing animals. Colossal Biosciences defends its work, saying that the project advances scientific understanding and could aid conservation efforts for existing species. Looking ahead, the company hopes to try the same technique on other ancient animals like the woolly mammoth and the Tasmanian tiger. But the question remains, how far should humans go in rewriting the past to shape the future? That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. For four seasons, audiences were able to watch Succession, a hilarious but truly devastating Shakespearean saga about the Roy family, The patriarch, Logan Roy, was owner and CEO of a huge right-leaning media conglomerate headlined by a cable news channel not dissimilar from Fox News. And his children were simply desperate for his approval and one day his job. Succession is notable for a lot of things, but the two areas it soared above the rest of contemporary TV are easy to pick out. Its writing was remarkable, and its acting was the strongest I've maybe ever seen on television. Lead writer Jesse Armstrong and his team put together 40 hours of tense, funny social commentary and political satire that showed the faults of the American ruling class, the desperation of strivers in a late capitalist society, and just how daunting it can be to fill the shoes of an icon. From there, actors Jeremy Strong, Sarah Snook, Kieran Culkin, Brian Cox, Matthew McFadden, and the entire cast shape performances that show off how greed and an unloving father can spoil generations of a family tree and leave nothing but broken people in its wake. Succession had already cemented its place in TV history with its first three seasons. It already has won Best Drama at the Emmys twice, along with a slew of acting and writing awards. But its fourth and final season really drove the show's point home and put it in conversation with those all-timers like Breaking Bad, The Wire, and The Sopranos as a document worth studying and examining as one of the great works of art of our times. Every episode of Succession is now streaming on Max. I'm Evan Rook.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code OWN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code OWN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about getting that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of. Make sure you check your Northwood shopper. and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right. Your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns will persist on this Sunday thanks to wildfire smoke in the air. Mostly sunny skies, south to southwest breeze with high temperatures warming to the upper 70s. For tonight, a few clouds and lows in the mid and upper 50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how a new partnership is giving power back to patients.
If you understand what it really is, then not only can you inform the rest of those folks you're talking to, but you can also feel empowered and part of the solution rather than just a passenger on the journey.
But first, what it's like living in a body that's riddled with tumors.
We called my tumor Ralph, the runaway mouse, and you can actually see it pushing up against my skin and lower left flank, so I could actually show it off and show people.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing. Breathe happy, Febreze. La 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 la.
As a kid, summer break is the time for adventure and fun. But as others were learning how to swim and ride bikes, Austin Fields was bedridden, recovering from two surgeries to remove a tumor that was growing into his spine.
My first surgery I had, they had to remove because it was my tumor in the lower left flank was growing into my spine. They couldn't remove it all, otherwise it caused paralysis. And they removed it. It was the size of a foam football. And mind you, that was only part of it. Later that same year, it was growing back into the spine, and the part they removed was the size of a golf ball.
Fields was diagnosed at a very young age with neurofibromatosis type 1. It's an inherited genetic condition that significantly increases a person's risk of developing tumors. Fields' condition has an added component called plexiform neurofibromas, which means he developed benign tumors along his nerves. This subtype is also known as NF1-PN. Dr. Angela Herbey, an oncologist, says that this affects just over 100,000 Americans today.
One of the most common tumors that these patients develop are plexiform neurofibromas, and these occur in about half of patients with NF1. And plexiform neurofibromas are tumors that arise from multiple nerve roots, and they cause a lot of pain for patients. They can also be very disfiguring, depending on where they are. So certainly have patients where The tumor is basically doubling the size of a leg. And you can imagine how difficult it is for somebody to even find clothes that fit when they have a tumor like that. And then for some of the deeper tumors that are more internal, they can push on organs and they can actually cause organ damage. So these are a big problem for patients with NF1.
Herbie is an associate professor of medicine and director of the Adult Neurofibromatosis Clinical Program at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. She says that the main complaint these patients have is the pain these tumors cause.
Remember, these are tumors that are involving nerves. And so they'll often complain of just unrelenting, you know, shooting electric pain. Sometimes it can just happen spontaneously. Sometimes it's every time the tumor is bumped, you know, the patients have pain.
But pain isn't the only worry for many of these internal tumors. These masses can cause a lot of issues for the surrounding organs.
You can have big tumors within the chest that are pushing on the lung that can make it more difficult for patients to breathe. You can have tumors that are within the abdomen that are kind of pushing on the kidneys. And so I've seen patients have kidney damage, you know, from these tumors. So there's a wide range of things that can happen.
Aside from the physical injuries, there's an emotional aspect that many patients face if their tumors cause disfigurement.
I have patients that have tumors on their face or their neck, just are very disfiguring. Sometimes they're around the eye to the point where a patient can't even open their eye because the tumor is just sort of enveloping that area.
We called my tumor Ralph, the runaway mouse, and you can actually see it pushing up against my skin and lower left flank. So I could actually show it off and show people. And I mean, there's times to where people would say, "What's that on your back?" when I would be like at the swimming pool or stuff, because you can easily see it.
Since these tumors are present from birth, some kids with NF1 are navigating the pressures of school and social circles with the added hurdle of looking different than their classmates.
Kids can be mean a lot of the times, right? So I think a lot of patients have issues with bullying. And then even the tumors that you can't see, when they're causing a lot of pain and kids can't do the same things that other kids do, they can be teased and bullied for that as well. And that can even transition into adulthood, right? You're not able to do the same things that somebody else can do. And if you visibly can't see the problem with somebody, then, you know, a lot of times other individuals don't understand that. They don't give people that grace. And obviously all of that stress can lead to depression and anxiety. So those are big problems that these patients deal with.
Fields remembers having to sit on the sidelines during gym class and missing out on baseball practice after school. It was hard to fit in when none of the other kids had regular meetings with the school nurse.
There's quite a few times that we'd be out during summer and I'd still have training wheels on and I'd kind of get made fun of. And there's one other kid that had training wheels on, but he said the only reason he had them on was because he had a broken arm. So, I mean, there's still like little things from my childhood that have stuck with me from that have kind of made me just randomly remember that he had disappointments in my life because of, you know, issues I've had with my tumors.
Thankfully, Fields was surrounded by a great support system. His parents and doctors always made sure he was an active member of his care team, understanding his condition and not sugarcoating the experience. Knowing his limitations gave Fields the freedom to push himself in a safe way. He was taught how to advocate for himself and take control of his journey.
I would always try to push my own limits. The doctor at the time I had would actually even challenge my parents that I'm the only one that knew my own limits, that I can push myself a little bit further. And sometimes it's good for me to push myself further and fall on my face, just be there to support me and just be there and try things. And don't be afraid to tell other people about my condition. So if they're making fun of me for something I can't do, explain to them why I can't do it.
With NF1-PN, Herbie says the tumors tend to grow the most during childhood. This rapid growth may be why Fields had to have two removal surgeries on the same tumor in 1 year. But as patients age, the rate of growth tends to slow.
They sort of plateau during adulthood. When we see plexiform neurofibromas growing during adulthood, we're actually worried that these tumors are starting to transform into an actual cancer. So that's a big red flag in my adult patients. But pain is something that can flare on and off for patients, but again, usually manifesting when they're kids and then persisting into adulthood.
So I have a tumor on my lower left flank. I have one at the top of my spine from C6 to T3. I have several all throughout my spinal canal. I have a couple above on my left side of my neck, and I have one in between my first and second rib on the right side. And I may have some in other places. Those are the main ones that we know of. That's the fun part about NF1PNs. You could have them other places. You just don't really know if they're not really causing problems.
While there's no cure, Herbie says that the most common treatment for NF1PN is surgery to remove all or part of the tumors. Unfortunately, this option isn't always as effective as patients hope.
Because these tumors are pretty infiltrative, you usually can't get the entire tumor out. And even when you can remove part of it, more than half of the time, these tumors grow back.
Thankfully, researchers have created a non-invasive treatment to manage this condition. This year, the FDA approved the first medication for adults with NF1PN called Gomekli. There's one other drug for this condition that was approved in 2020, but it's only for pediatric patients.
This medication has been shown to significantly shrink these tumors and also reduce the pain that patients have. Every medication comes with side effects. The most common side effects for this medication being GI side effects like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and then rashes, especially an acne-like rash.
This is a major win for the community, but not a surprise to Fields, who's been using Gomekli for the last 5 years. He and Herbie met when he was a participant in the drug's clinical trial. After the first year, Fields was thinking of removing himself from the trial. He had been experiencing some of the side effects and was getting tired of the constant monitoring that was required.
I talked to my mom about it because she's been a part of my care for the longest time. I mean, really my entire life. And she came to that appointment and I was speechless when Dr. Herbie gave me the news. And it shrank my tumor, that one in the lower left flank, 57%. And I was speechless. My mom said, well, that makes your decision easy. It was just amazing and outstanding. I mean, and just the pain decrease I've been on since it too has made me feel a lot better.
4 years later, Fields is now on what's considered long-term follow-up. He's able to stay on the medication and check in every 3 months in exchange for a much more pain-free life. It's not perfect, and there are still days where it's an effort just to get out of bed, but he's able to continue pushing his limits and living the life he wants.
Most recently, I went out hiking and I went on too steep of an incline and I walked for too long period of a time to where I ended up just being so exhausted to where the next day my pain was so bad I couldn't hardly get out of bed. And I had to take a pain pill and I do not like to have to do that. But to me, it's just one of those things. I knew I overdid it. I went way too far on it because to me, when my pain gets so severe that I am bedridden, that's when I knew I pushed my boundary way too far. And so the next time that I go out hiking, I know that my incline cannot be near as high and I'm going to have to not go near as far.
The hope is that this drug is only the beginning in finding a cure for NF1. The Children's Tumor Foundation offers support and education about this condition on their website, ctf.org. You can find more information about Dr. Angela Herbie, Austin Fields, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, a new way to run clinical studies when Radio Health Journal returns.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Clinical trials are the backbone of medicine. They're needed to assess not just the safety of a product, but how well it works, how much we can use, and what the dangers are. Despite this importance, researchers face a ton of hurdles when it comes to these tests. In fact, nearly half of all clinical trials go unpublished, and one-third never even make it to the finish line. Dr. Casey Chapman, a gastroenterologist, says these challenges have been especially noticeable in his field.
We have lots of patients in need, but we as gastroenterologists are not trained on how to set up a research center, how to coordinate appropriate research, patient identification, and ultimately the way that research is and has been done for some time in the United States is we wait for that Goldilocks patient to walk into the door that fits perfectly, and it just fits the criteria.
Chapman is the chief medical officer of GI Alliance. He says that waiting for the perfect candidate isn't realistic, but it's an idea that's unfortunately encouraged by the strict inclusion and exclusion criteria of research studies. Many trials have issues finding enough people to enroll in the research because there's such specific standards that need to be met.
For a patient to ultimately be a participant can be difficult, cumbersome, and honestly do a disservice to a patient if no one can be enrolled. And if you're unable to enroll any patients in the trial, a lot of our physicians say, you know, it's just not worth it.
Chapman also notes that for him and his colleagues, research becomes an afterthought in their busy days. Between work and their social lives, any research opportunities get shoehorned into lunchtime.
But when you're talking about trying to fit a patient who has a very small window for inclusion or exclusion, sometimes lunchtime and after work doesn't work for that patient to meet that critical time point. The other thing that we've realized is we're multitasking our clinical research coordinators. They're not just the clinical research coordinator. They become the phlebotomist. They become the clinical trial assistant. They're wearing too many hats. And that can be counterproductive because we need them to focus on our patients and their care to assist us as care providers to identify, engage, have conversations with the patients who we mention clinical trials as a possible treatment option too.
All of these obstacles are behind the high rates of failed trials. But since this research is so pivotal in increasing the health and longevity of his patients, Chapman wanted to find a way to make participation more accessible for people, which would help both the researchers and patients. Earlier this year, he led a partnership between GI Alliance and Iterative Health, a healthcare technology and services company. Together, they've been able to embed clinical trials directly into community clinics instead of forcing patients to spend time and money traveling to a testing facility, which has been a contributor of low participation rates. Chapman says this offers his patients an unprecedented opportunity to try novel, up-and-coming drugs through these trials.
One of the things that I think is changing this is the fact that we're at a bit of an inflection point with the molecules, drugs, assets, whatever you want to call them, that our pharmaceutical partners are wanting to bring to market. Their clinical relevance, their clinical impact on our patient population is just as good as, or arguably better than, what we have in our toolbox to treat patients today. And so that gets me really excited, because if I can walk into a patient's room with what I have to offer them that's the FDA has approved, it's post-marketed, we have access to it through our payers, and say, not only do we have this, but we also have this too through our clinical research. And understand that clinical research is not saved for a certain patient population who maybe didn't respond to every therapy or doesn't have appropriate financial capabilities, but rather it's part of the normal treatment paradigm. And understand that we have a whole team built to support the patient through their journey, whether they choose to participate with their physician or not.
This partnership is helping to make clinical research a part of the daily conversation at your doctor's appointment. And to further increase accessibility, the initiative has been able to lessen the inclusion criteria, allowing more people to engage in the research.
You have an opportunity to meet the patient where they are, if you will. For example, if you have to meet 18 inclusion criteria, and some of those are time-based, some of those are disease severity-based, the patient may not be sick enough, or they may be too sick, or they can't come off of a medication for a certain amount of time, or it may be that the clinical trial protocol doesn't allow for an extension of therapy if they do not respond for a certain amount of time.
This strict criteria is set up so that researchers can gauge how a drug works in a controlled environment. However, medicine is messy and no two patients are the same. This new trial method rethinks the approach to research, and instead of creating a perfect environment, it sees how the drug performs in the real world.
Now we're seeing a lot of our partners, our pharmaceutical industry partners, saying, we understand that we need to be focused on the fact that patients are more than just a controlled environment for us to meet certain endpoints, but that this is part of the treatment as well. And you guys are now looking at it that way. So we have to be mindful and design our trials like that, to where we can include the mild to moderate patient. They don't have to be severely active, where you may miss an opportunity or they become ill while they're waiting for their opportunity to participate, which is, as a physician, a tough thing to watch a patient go through.
This research is conducted as a double-blind study, which means that neither the physicians nor patients know who's getting the active drug versus the placebo. But since this partnership is centering the patient's experience, participants who aren't responding to their dose after a set number of weeks, usually 12, are given the active drug. When this occurs, they fall into a different section of the study where researchers are still able to get data on secondary endpoints like safety and side effects.
The really nice silver lining to all of that is they get concierge care by a really well-trained research team, and that research team can take care of them for years on the same medication as long as they continue to respond and do well. And so you're really giving that chronic patient a portal for information as well as care. And honestly, there's no out-of-pocket for the patient, which is just such a nice silver lining for a patient who's probably been through a long journey and quite a bit of cost along the way.
Ultimately, Chapman says that this is giving his patients more options than ever before to figure out how to best treat their issues. He's able to present all the different therapies available to them, both FDA approved and experimental.
This is by no means a sales opportunity. This is an opportunity to educate our patients on what there actually is out there and to say, look, we have multiple options, but we also have multiple options in a new market. That clinical research, honestly, has been redefined in the last 5 to 7 years in gastroenterology. It's all I can speak to, because the trial designs have changed. The placebo rates have decreased. The medications that are being delivered in these trials, efficacy and safety has increased. And so you're getting an opportunity to get access to a medication that could be better than anything we have on the market today, instead of waiting 5 more years to get it. And you know, I'll speak to just inflammatory bowel disease just to make an example. The best treatment is the one that's used earliest in the treatment journey because of the way the disease acts. So if we can pick the best medication as the first medication or the second medication, we have a lot better chance of having better long-term results.
You can find more information about the GI Alliance and Iterative Health Partnership, as well as Dr. Casey Chapman and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under.
Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch-waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HI25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HI25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HI25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Medical notes this week. Diabetics may no longer have to suffer through frequent injections. A new pill can deliver insulin and similar medication, making needles a thing of the past. This new design uses pressure to create a small explosion that shoots the drugs past the normal barriers and into the bloodstream. The results are published in the Journal of Controlled Release. Should you skip the doctor and just ask AI? Researchers have found that a new model is significantly better than doctors at identifying people most likely to have a cardiac arrest. The AI is able to analyze imaging and comb through a person's entire medical history to uncover hidden details of their heart health. Scientists are hopeful this program can help catch patients with hard-to-detect heart disease. The research is published in the journal Nature Cardiovascular Research. How you can unlock superhuman healing. New research in the journal Cell Metabolism shows how depriving your diet of a common amino acid can speed up the healing process. Our skin has two types of adult stem cells, hair follicle and epidermal. When our skin doesn't have enough serine, a non-essential amino acid, our body tells the hair follicle stem cells to help the epidermal cells heal the injured skin. The researchers are now looking at ways to manipulate serine levels through diet and drugs to drastically accelerate the healing process. And finally, why football players should start taking ballet classes. A new study in the Clinical Journal of Sport Medicine shows that athletes who focus only on one sport are much more likely to get injured. The findings are true for both men and women. The researchers say athletes can reduce their chances of injury by playing just one extra sport for a few months a year. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vasta Betancourt.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Light a candle, pour some wine. Grab a roll, the soft kind for a little me time. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear. Wavy edges for my rear. So let the softness caress your soul. Just relax, you're on a roll. Let her rip. Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear.
Charmin Ultra Soft Smooth Tear has the same softness you love. Now with wavy edges that tear better than the leading one-ply brand. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
keep me coming.